According to the South African Mental Health Fact Sheet, 1 in 3 South Africans will or do have a mental health issue at some point in their lifetime, and only 1 in 10 South Africans have accessed mental health treatment or care. The month of October has been declared Mental Health Awareness Month with the objective of not only educating the public about mental health, but also to reduce the stigma and discrimination that people with mental illnesses are often subjected to. Liesel Thom, who is a master transformation coach, touched on the importance of such awareness in society.
Mental health awareness in South Africa is critical for a healthy society, as our mental well-being is a crucial part of our overall health. Unfortunately, we don't talk about mental health and mental health issues nearly enough, mostly because of the stigma that has long surrounded mental illnesses. Mental disorders are actually quite common, and with the right treatment, its impact can be minimalized. However, the stigma often prevents people from seeking treatment, which can isolate them even more and worsen their conditions. Talking about mental health helps improve our communities by making it more acceptable for those suffering from mental illnesses to seek help, learn to cope, and get on the road to recovery. It also empowers those close to them to understand the condition and assist their loved ones. In addition, mental health isn't just about mental illnesses. It's also about maintaining a positive state of well-being.
Sharing these sentiments is Lulu Todingiswayo, who is a registered counselor and campus wellness coordinator under Higher Health.
So let's think about physical wellness or physical health. Let's think about how people take that very seriously and how people know how important physical well-being is. Okay, so mental health is just as important as physical health or physical well-being. Mental health is about remaining emotionally well too, just as one can remain physically well. And it serves a great deal to every human being's well-being psychologically, mentally, and also socially. And therefore, the meaning of mental health itself means that it is a state of someone's functioning at a satisfactory level of emotional, psychological, and social adjustment. It affects our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. And mental health awareness as well can help us to determine or identify how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. And therefore, mental health awareness is important at every stage of life, whether that person is in a childhood stage, an adolescent stage, or adulthood. It is important throughout. That's why we need to normalize the awareness of mental health. We need to normalize mental illnesses.
Thom further explains how COVID-19 has further contributed to mental health issues in the country.
Even before the COVID-19 pandemic swept the world, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group stated that as many as 1 in 6 South Africans suffer from mental health challenges, such as anxiety and depression or substance abuse problems. Now, this doesn't even include the more serious conditions like bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. Now, since the start of the lockdown, SADAG has seen the number of callers to their helpline double, and that number is continuing to rise. The economic challenges resulting from the lockdown has seen an increase in depression and anxiety, and this, combined with the isolation and loneliness many people have experienced, is putting an increased burden on the country's collective mental health. The same goes for mental health issues globally. Uncertainty over the future is fueling anxiety and depression, and the loss of income has already seen an increased risk of suicide. It's normal to fear the unknown. And the uncertainty created by COVID-19 has amplified that fear, and it's shaken our sense of security, not just in South Africa, but across the globe. But when this fear becomes debilitating, when it morphs into anxiety and it becomes a constant, we have to take proactive steps to address it. Now, these steps could include things like mindfulness, intentionally connecting with other people, spending time in nature, or limiting our exposure to the news or social media. The most important thing, however, is to talk about it and to stop judging ourselves and others for being human.
Dingiswayo then went on to point out the areas in which the government needs to work on when it comes to mental health care.
There is still no policy on mental health for the country of South Africa, which is a big no relating to the government. There is also no emergency or disaster management for mental health, which means that even during this past time, or this time that we're in at the moment, COVID-19, there was no disaster management for mental, and a lot of people were facing poor mental health or under the consequences, the very bad consequences that needed psychological assistance. And our country does not have an emergency or disaster management protocol or anything relating to mental health. There needs to be more and more and more easily accessible psychological assistance for those who are struggling financially, who economically, you know, they cannot afford to go to a psychologist. In general, mental health services continue to labor under the legacy of colonial mental health systems with heavy reliance on mental hospitals. There are 23 mental hospitals in the country, and 56% of mental health beds are located in these facilities. It is an outdated form of care which is vulnerable to human rights abuses and stigmatization of service users. There is an urgent need to develop community-based mental health services, which include community-based residential care, day services, and outpatient services in keeping with international best practices. Also, there needs to be more and more and more African people practicing psychology, people who can speak different kinds of languages, people who are bilingual, who can be able to engage and to be in touch with another African person or even any other person in the country on the same level of understanding, on such levels of sympathy and such levels of you know, validating emotions and validating experiences and so on and so on.
Further adding on to the role the government needs to play, Tom said the following.
It's estimated that less than 5% of South Africa's national health budget is spent on mental health, and most of that goes towards inpatient hospital care, meaning the prevention of mental health issues is getting almost no attention. The total spend on mental health care is less than half of the 10% recommended by the World Health Organization. There's also a critical shortage of mental health specialists in South Africa. There are only 1.5 psychiatrists per 100,000 population, and as far as I know, only 3 out of the 9 provinces have child psychiatrists, when children are amongst those most at risk. While the picture in the private sector looks slightly better, there is still not enough being done to look after the mental well-being of our country.
In their latest newsletter, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, said the following. The past few months have brought many challenges for us all, and taking care of our mental health is crucial during a time when our daily lives have changed considerably as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mental health is a human right. It's time that mental health is prioritized and made available for all. Quality, accessible, primary health care is the foundation for universal health coverage and is urgently required as the world grapples with the current health emergency. We therefore need to make mental health a reality for all, for everyone, everywhere. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekka-Asma.